This is the Sakar Merli of the 28th of August 2024. Essence. Sweet children, the more you remember the Father, the more light there will be in you souls. Knowledgeable souls will begin to sparkle. Question. Which children can Maya not harass even slightly? Answer. Those who are firm yogis, those who make all their physical organs cool with the power of yoga. Those who make effort to stay in yoga can never be even slightly harassed by Maya. When you become firm yogis, you will become worthy. In order to become worthy, purity is first. Om Shanti. The Father sits here and explains to you, sweetest children, because of ignorance you souls have become dull. Diamonds have a sparkle in them, whereas stones do not. This is why it is said you have become as dull as a stone. Then when you awaken, it is said that you are like an alchemist's stone. The light of souls has become dim through ignorance. They haven't become completely dull, they are just called dull. Souls are all the same. There are various types of bodies, whereas all souls are the same. You now understand that you are souls, children of the Father. You had all of this knowledge, but it gradually disappeared. It disappeared gradually until nothing remained. And so that is called ignorance. You too were ignorant. You are now becoming knowledgeable through the ocean of knowledge. A soul is very subtle. It cannot be seen with these eyes. When the Father comes and explains to you children and makes you knowledgeable, you then become alert. There will be light in every home. Now there is darkness in every home. That is, souls have become dim. The Father now says, remember me and light will come, and you will then become knowledgeable. The Father is not defaming anyone. He is just explaining the secrets of the drama. He has said to you children, you have all become those with foolish intellects. Who is saying this? The Father. Children, your intellects had become so beautiful by following Srimat. You now feel that, do you not? You have now received this knowledge. This knowledge is called a study. Our lights have become ignited with the Father's study. This is called the true Dipwali. In our childhood, people would pour oil into small earthenware lamps and ignite them. That system continues. However, Dipwali doesn't come through that. It is the souls inside that have become dim. The Father comes and awakens lights. He comes and gives you children this knowledge and teaches you. At a school, a teacher teaches them. That knowledge is limited, whereas this knowledge is unlimited. Do any of the sages or holy men teach you? Had you ever heard the knowledge of the Creator, or the beginning, middle, and end of creation? Did anyone ever come and teach it to you? Go and see if anyone is teaching this knowledge anywhere else. Only the One Father teaches you this, and so you should study with him. The Father comes spontaneously. He does not beat drums to announce that he is going to come. He comes and enters spontaneously. He cannot make a sound until he receives organs. A soul, too, cannot make any sound without organs. It is only when he enters a body that he makes sounds. When you explain this to people, no one believes you. When this knowledge is given to you children, you understand it. No one except the One Father can give you this knowledge. No one wants to have a vision of destruction. The Father himself comes and gives it. According to the drama, the old world is now to be destroyed. The new world is being established. Those who want to take this knowledge from the Father will continue to come. This knowledge has been given to so many. So many countless people come from so many villages. This mela of souls with the Supreme Soul only takes place once. He comes at the confluence age. The Father comes and establishes the new world. Those whose lights have been ignited then go and ignite the lights of others. All of you now have to return home. You have to use your intellect for everything. On the path of devotion there is darkness. Only the One Father who can give this knowledge is needed. He only comes at the confluence age. This knowledge cannot be received in the old world. People think that 40,000 years remain. They are in total darkness. They believe that God will come after 40,000 years. He will definitely come and give them knowledge and grant them salvation. Therefore, that means there is ignorance. It is called the darkness of ignorance. Those who have ignorance need to have this knowledge. Devotion cannot be called knowledge. Souls have none of this knowledge, and because of having dull intellects, they think that devotion is knowledge. They say when the Sun of Knowledge comes, there will be light. But they don't understand anything. They sing, when the Sun of Knowledge rises, whom do they call the Sun of Knowledge? No one knows when he came. A pundit, etc., would say that there will be light when the Iron Age ends. The Father comes and explains all of these things. You children understand it number-wise. A teacher teaches children, but they do not all study to the same extent. There can never be the same marks for everyone in a study. You know that the Unlimited Father has come. Destruction of the old world is just ahead. Only at this time do you have to take this knowledge and study yoga with the Father. Only by having remembrance will your sins be absolved. The Father says, I come and take this body on loan. That is, only at the confluence age do I take the support of matter. These words are also mentioned in the Gita. Baba does not mention the name of other scriptures. There is just the one Gita. This is the study of Raj Yoga. They have given that the name Gita. At the beginning it is written, God speaks. But who is called God? God is incorporeal and he doesn't have a body of his own. That is an incorporeal world where souls reside. The subtle region cannot be called a world. This is a physical, corporeal world, whereas that is a world of souls. The whole play is performed here. Souls in the incorporeal world are so tiny, and they come here to play their parts. These thoughts are instilled in the intellects of only you children. This is called knowledge. The Vedas and scriptures are devotion, not knowledge. You haven't met as many sannyasis as Baba has. Baba was in their company a lot. He adopted many gurus. They were asked, "Why did you take up renunciation and renounce your homes and families?" They would say, "The intellect becomes corrupt through vice, and that is why we left our homes and families." "Acha, you go and live in the jungles. So do you then remember your homes and families?" They replied, "Yes." Baba saw that one sannyasi even went back home. This is also mentioned in the scriptures. People go into the stage of retirement when they become old. One cannot take retirement at a young age. Many naked young men go to the Kumbh Mela. They take drugs to control their physical organs. You have the power of yoga with which to control your physical organs. By being controlled with the power of yoga, they will eventually cool down. Some children say, "Baba, Maya harasses me a great deal." Such things do not exist there. The physical organs will be controlled when you become strong in yoga. The physical organs will become cool. This requires a lot of effort. There isn't anything dirty there like this. The Father has come to take you to such a land of heaven. He is making you worthy, whereas Maya makes you unworthy. That is, unworthy to go to heaven, the land of liberation. The Father sits here and makes you worthy. For that, purity is first. You even sing, "Baba, we have become impure. Come and make us pure." Pure means pure. It is remembered. Why should we renounce nectar and drink poison? That which causes sorrow from its beginning through the middle to its end is called poison. That is also fixed in the drama. The Father has come and met you children many times. From being the lowest, you are made into the most elevated beings. When a soul becomes pure, his lifespan becomes long. He receives everything, health, wealth and happiness. You can write this on a board: health, wealth and happiness for 21 generations in a second. You receive this inheritance from the Father for 21 births. Some children are even afraid to put up a board. There is a board put up outside everyone's home. You are the children of the surgeon, are you not? You receive everything, health, wealth and happiness, and so you then have to give that to others. If you can give that, why don't you write it on a board? People would then come and understand that 5,000 years before today, there was health and wealth and also purity in Bharat. You receive your inheritance from the Unlimited Father in a second. Many people will come to you. You can sit and explain, "This Bharat was the golden sparrow. It used to be their kingdom. Where did they then go?" They are the ones who will take the 84 births first. He is number one. And he then becomes the last one. The father says, "Your cycle of 84 births has now ended and has to begin again." Only the unlimited father comes and enables you to attain this status. He simply says, "Remember me and you will become pure." You have to know the cycle of 84 births and claim your inheritance from the father. But you also have to study. You are called the spinners of the discus of self-realization. New people who come here will not be able to understand. You know that a soul is called oneself. I, this soul that was pure, have been around the cycle of 84 from the beginning. The father also tells you that you first worshipped Shiva. You were unadulterated devotees. No one except the father can explain this to you. The father says, "Sweetest children, you are the first ones to take this birth." When a person is wealthy, they say that he must have performed such actions in his past birth. If someone is diseased, it is said that that must be an account of his past actions. Okay, what type of actions did Lakshmi and Narayan perform? The father sits here and explains that they have completed their 84 births and that they have to go into the first number birth. God only comes at the confluence age to teach you Raja Yoga. You now understand that Baba is teaching you Raja Yoga. Nevertheless, you will forget. The father has explained to you the deep philosophy of action, neutral action, and sinful action. In the kingdom of Ravan, your actions are sinful. There, in the golden age, your actions are neutral. The kingdom of Ravan doesn't exist there. There are no vices there. There is the power of yoga. Because we become the masters of the world with the power of yoga. So surely, a pure world is also needed. The old world is impure, and the new world is pure. That is a viceless world, and this is a vicious world. Only the father comes and makes this brothel into the Shiva temple. The golden age is the Shiva temple. Shiv Baba comes and makes you worthy of the golden age. You can go to the Lakshmi and Narayan temple and ask them, "Do you know how they attained their status and how they became the masters of the world?" The father says, "You do not know that. I know that. Only you children of the father can tell them how Lakshmi and Narayan attained their status. They are the ones who took the full 84 births." Then the father came at the most auspicious confluence age and taught you Raja Yoga and gave you the kingdom. Prior to that, you were number one impure and you then became number one pure. There is the whole kingdom. Everything is clear in your pictures as to who taught them Raja Yoga. The highest on high is the Supreme Soul. Deities cannot teach this. God alone is called knowledgeful and teaches this. He is also called the Father, Teacher and Satguru. Only those who have worshipped Shiva from the beginning can understand these things. You can ask those who built the temples. "You have built this temple. But how did they receive their status? When was it their kingdom? Where did they then go? Where are they now?" When you tell them the story of 84 births, they will become very happy. Let there be a picture in your pocket. You can explain to anyone. Those who have worshipped Shiva from the beginning will continue to listen to this and become happy. You will then understand that they belong to your clan. Day by day, Baba teaches you very easy methods. You have now received the understanding that only the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is the bestower of salvation for all. You receive the sovereignty of the Golden Age for 21 births. Only by studying this do you receive the inheritance for 21 births. There are many topics. You can tell them about the biography of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, with the topic, what is the brothel and what is the Shiva temple? The story of 84 births of Lakshmi and Narayan is also a topic. How there was peace in the world and how it then became peaceless, and how peace is now being established once again, is also a topic. Acha. To the sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. In order to become an elevated being, make yourself, that soul, pure with the power of remembrance. Do not perform any sinful acts with your physical organs. 2. Become knowledgeable and do the service of awakening souls. Pour the oil of this knowledge and yoga into the lamp of your soul. Cleanse your intellect by following Srimat. Blessing. May you keep your mind and intellect safe from any negative influence by remaining stable in the point form and become a special soul. You pay special attention in every season to protect yourself in that season. When it is the rainy season, you pay attention to having an umbrella and a raincoat, etc. with you. In the cold weather, you would wear warm clothing. In the same way, at the present time, when Maya is carrying out her special task of creating negative feelings and intentions in your mind and intellect, you especially need to take safety measures. The easy way to do that is to stabilize yourself in the point form. Instead of putting an exclamation mark or a question mark, put a full stop and become a special soul. Slogan. An obedient soul is one who says, "Yes, my Lord," in every thought, word, and action. Om Shanti.